everyone. My name is Victoria.
And my name is Monica.
And welcome to the Little Lits podcast.
This is a podcast especially for kids under the age of 12 where they talk about real life issues.
So we want to give kids an opportunity to talk about things that really matter to them, and we're making sure kids' voices get heard.
Get more information about the work we do at www.littleliterature.com.
Again, that's www.littleliterature.com. So stay tuned for the next episode
and we'll be right back.
Okay. Hi everyone, we are back with another episode, and on this episode we are talking about Black History Month and Black Identity. How are you feeling, Mons?
The question is, what is Black History Month?
You just went straight in there. So the kids that I interviewed did not know what Black History Month was. I wasn't sure if it's because they are based in Canada, but I did explain to them after the recording that you've got Black History Month stateside as well. It's just in February, and they were just like, nope, never heard of it.
My name is Kikianu and my age is 7.
My name is Kikiara and my age is 7.
What is Black History Month?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
But you watched it on Blackish.
What is that? Black History Month? I don't know what that means.
How about yours?
Is this because it's not seen as a month? Like, Black History is just our history? Do you get what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because we've, like, it's a month dedicated to Black History.
Yeah.
But maybe they know Black History. It's just confusing. Can you tell me your name?
Naira.
How old are you, Naira?
5.
Do you know what Black History Month is?
Yes.
What is it?
When you go to school, it means that you would do something different. You would learn songs and you would sing them on Black History Month.
Okay. Do you know anything about Black History Month?
It's about singing and singing good songs. It's about being, if you don't sing, you'll get told off.
You'll get told off.
And if you don't listen to the teacher, you will get on time out. And if you sing... You'll get a sticker.
What song are you learning for Black History Month?
Black them one by one, but I'm gonna two by two. The three by three, but I'm gonna the four by four, but I can't remember the rest.
What other part of the song did you remember?
Guyana boy.
And where did you say it was from?
Jamaica.
Where are you from?
Jamaica.
Did we learn Black History at primary school? I don't remember learning Black History.
I don't remember at secondary, but it wasn't Black History. It was like sit down and watch Roots.
Well, I did history in secondary school.
So did I, but it was like sit down and watch Roots.
Yeah. So aside from the lesson, I think what they did is they had it as extracurricular. So they would have like posters for the month of October that would be up, and that would be it.
Yeah, that is true, actually.
It wasn't working actually like a lesson.
A school last year, I did see a lot of, but it's like the typical Black historians, like the American ones. It's just like, okay, but we're not in America.
We're not in America.
Yeah, we're not American. So where's the English Black history? And it was literally just like a poster. And I remember having a conversation with a child, like, do you have a special assembly? Do you? And she's just like, no, the posters just appear around school, like on the stairs. And it was just like, oh.
Okay. I remember a couple of years ago, there was a big debate in The Voice around people that thought that Black History Month shouldn't have been celebrated, and they felt like it should be something that we just do every day as normal. And there was other people that were like, no, we need a dedicated month so that we can actually focus on this, otherwise people will essentially not take notice of the things that we have achieved or history that is relevant to us.
My question off the back is that, why don't we do those things naturally? Why do we need a month to be like, okay, we're going to put on a festival that celebrates Black historians, we're going to do all of this stuff, we're going to teach this. Why can't we have that same energy throughout
every
the whole
day?
Yeah, like throughout the whole year.
And that was people's point. And then what I think the summary basically was, the majority of people were like, okay, we get that we should be doing this every day, but that's something that we can control in our houses. Having a Black History Month makes other people focus on our talents, our light, and the contribution that we've made. And it's really, really weird, because I feel like without having a dedicated month, we wouldn't get that light that we should have
from
the outside
world. But then I feel like, who do we get the light from? Other than the Black people making noise, I don't feel like, do you get what I mean? I feel like we get the light, but
it's not
from,
yeah, from outside anyway.
Yeah, so yeah. It's just like, why can't you make that noise throughout the whole year? Why is it in October these special people come out and make all this noise, and then it's just like, or that platform's not available to them anymore because we're no longer in Black History Month. So they are there all year round, but it's like, oh, okay, I've got a bigger platform now because that out the people want to seem woke and part of the culture. So it's like, oh, we're going to give them a platform in October so they can say what they say, but for the rest of the year,
everyone's not, quiet.
Yeah, but these people are here. They are.
Come with that same energy.
Literally, come with the same energy, like, throughout the whole year.
I get you.
I don't think it's just school's responsibility to teach Black history. I feel like it's something that needs to start from the home.
Fair play.
But then I also feel like school, like, come, like, there is more than Rosa Parks. There is more than Martin Luther King, there is more than Nelson Mandela. Do you know what I mean?
I wonder if Black History Month has become something that's more for adults than it is for children. Because even in our quiz and colouring book that we've got, we've focused on, or we've tried to bring in younger kids as well, or people that are under the age of at least 16. So we've got the athletes, gymnastic athletes, Gabby Douglas, etc. But I feel like everyone else is at an adult age. And maybe the issue is that we don't have young people to celebrate for Black History Month. So maybe we need to challenge ourselves, because we do collaborations with other organisations and stuff. Maybe we should make our own Kids Black History Month, in that we focus on either characters, fiction, non-fiction, you know, real people that they can relate to, actors, actresses, because that's the only way that it will be relevant to a child.
I was going to say that you can't relate to a dead person that lived.
Yeah. Many it's like, years oh, that ago. Was amazing. And then
yeah, it's like,
back to my toys.
I can't relate. She was many years ago. Yeah.
Whereas if you were looking at a character, you start to look at those values that they have. So maybe, oh man, we just gave ourselves work.
I get what you mean. It does make sense. Like, they need to be able to relate to someone, something. Yeah.
That's not too far away, either by distance or even just by, like, age as well. Cool.
And preferably living. Not that there's anything wrong with celebrating the historians that have gone before, but it's just like, this was past my time. Like,
I feel you. So when the kids asked you, what did you say Black History Month was?
It's a good question. I was like, it's a month where we recognize Black historians, like, we shed more of a light on the history of Black people. But I felt like it was, I don't even know if an Americanized is a word, but it was based around American historians, I feel like. And that's where it started and ended. Like, you just got taught the basics, because I was asked, did you do Black history in school? And I was like, to be honest, I don't remember Black history in primary school. More so in secondary school, from like year 7 to 9, I remember watching Roots every year 7 to 9. And then I remember at year 9, I chose history for a GCSE, and I remember I was like, can we not watch Roots this year? And I actually brought in Serafinia.
Okay.
So that was a new thing. But other than that, it was a bit like, oh, Black History's coming, like, what should we... And it was like, we're more than a video. Why are we not having, engaging in conversations and debates?
I get you.
I asked, is it important that all children learn about history, regardless of race, whatever? Like, do we think it's mandatory for everyone to learn about Black history? Some people like, no, if you're not Black, why do you need to know it? And then I felt like I didn't want to get too deep and then flip it on the other side, like, why should we then learn about everyone else's history? Yeah. Why is it that when it comes to Black history, there's an no, if you don't have
it's
to.
It's like a choice.
Yeah, it's a choice, but we're forced to, not forced, but we're taught everyone else's history, but
our own.
Yeah.
Is it important that all children learn about Black History Month?
Yes.
Okay, so since my kids didn't know what Black History Month was, I moved right on to the identity questions. And some of the things that they used to describe themselves were very, very specific to attributes like I am brown, I am fast, I can swim, I have long hair. There weren't really characteristics about their inner person.
Yeah.
Which I found really interesting. And I'm not sure if that was just down to age or... Yeah, I don't know why that was. And obviously, I didn't really delve into it much, but I just started to see that pattern the more I asked people.
Do you know what identity means?
No. Identity to yourself.
Sorry?
Identity means who you are.
Do you know what identity means? No. If I said to you, how would you describe yourself?
Pretty.
Pretty, what else?
Beautiful.
Beautiful, what else?
Fancy.
Fancy.
Pretty with lipstick.
Oh.
Can I ask you both to describe yourself?
I'm brown, fast, I'm afraid.
I'm brown. I'm slow. I'm eating. Very slow. I love dolls and I like my skin color.
Brilliant.
I also like to wear the color red.
Okay. Okay. And how about your brother?
I like running. I'm really fast. I like playing. I color brown and I like the color orange. And I'm taller than my sister.
I feel like this is where affirmation comes in. Do we affirm our children enough? Do we?
That's true. That's true. I don't think we use terms that are affirming.
I know, because as we're speaking, like, naturally, not, I'm laughing, but it's not funny. Like, my natural thing of, like, when I was younger, I could hear, like, the insults of, you done, like, are you stupid? Do you get what I mean? When you've done something, like, why would you do that? Can't you see? Like, are you blind? Are you silly? Are you?
And it comes out so quick.
So, and, like, that was my natural go-to was, do we affirm our kids enough? I could automatically hear, like, insults of...
Yeah, but do we do it the other way? Yeah, so we're telling like, them you're positive beautiful. Thing. You're smart, you're intelligent.
Yeah, like, do we hear stuff like that enough?
I feel you.
So is it that they don't know how to identify with themselves that way because it's not
something that happens around them a lot?
Yeah, it's not heard enough for them to be like, oh, I am a smart boy, I am a brave boy, I am loving, I am a great friend, I am loved, I am, rather than descriptions of I'm fast, I'm good at this, I'm brown, I've got short hair,
I
like this thing.
I get you. I like that. The kids that I interviewed from Canada, they're actually twins. They're from Nigeria, now living in Canada, and they have beautiful names, Kikianu and Kikiara. Oh. Yeah. So they're both Kiki. But yeah, I asked them if they knew what the meaning of their name was. And, you know, for us, that was a really, really, really big topic of discussion. And essentially one of the reasons why we came together and we actually started creating content for kids. So yeah, I'll let them explain their name to you, or their names to you. Do you know what your name means?
Yeah, bundles of gold.
No, my name is Kikiara. My brother's name is Kikianu. My name means the bundles of God's mercies. I think.
Okay. My name is Kikianu. My name means the mercies of God.
Okay.
Do you know what your name means, Naira?
No.
No. Do you know what it might mean?
No.
That's okay.
And then off the back of that, I think for other kids, we were really, really trying to push for them to understand and see the value in their names. And the point that you made before about kids learning about their own history, learning about themselves and having those affirmations for themselves is really, really important. But one of the things that we found out by doing Jerome and Friends, Who Am I?, the first book, was that it's not just a Black thing to have names that have a meaning or names that are special. And until we start to affirm these for our kids and show them that, then they won't actually realize that they're part of a bigger picture and other people have a similar experience. So we found that people of Asian descent, specifically Chinese, often have traditional names that they use, names from dynasties that they have really, really powerful meanings. Same with other African countries, Caribbeans. Even if a name is made up, we really realise that actually that name is special to that family. And I don't think we push that enough and we emphasise that enough as part of a child's identity.
I feel like some kids walk around with a name and they don't know. It's not a bad thing. I just feel like it's a conversation that some of the kids I asked, it was like, no. And I was like, it's not, you haven't done anything wrong. It's not a bad thing. I was like, just go up and talk to mummy, daddy. It's a conversation, like, get to know the meaning of your name, because names have so much power. And they, I personally believe, like, naming your child is not something you should take lightly, because you're basically prophesying into that child. Like, so 100. It's not just, oh, I like it. Like, so I feel like it's important that children know the meaning of their name. They're stuck with that name for the rest of their life unless they change or give themselves a nickname, pet name, or whatever.
And they have to wait till they're an adult to be able to change it themselves anyway.
So I just naturally feel like it should be, oh, your name means such and such. And yeah, it's not a bad thing if they don't know their name, but I definitely feel like it's a discussion that...
conversation starter.
Yeah, should be had. And then it's then like you then go around and, where's your name from? My name's from here. It's from this tribe. It means this. It means that. And that's how our children then learn from one another, because they see different cultures do different things, but we're different but similar in so many ways.
Yeah.
I feel like as of late, I'm learning that you are who you are and living your truth is the most powerful thing you can do. I just feel like we are who we are. So this whole thing of I need to conform, or just, you know, be who you are with pride. Like, this is me.
Confidence.
Like, like, say it with your chest. This is who I am. And, like, not everyone's going to love you. And so be it. It's
so interesting, because even as you were saying that, the first thing that came to my mind was the fact that you don't choose as a person what family, what country, what race you are, where you're born into. You don't choose that situation. You're born and it kind of just happens to you. And we need to find that confidence within that, whether you're Black, you know, whether you're African, whatever your ism is, if I can call it that, because that's what it tends to be in today's society. You didn't choose that, but you have to run with it. And like you said, own your truth and be confident in it. So, yeah. This is going to be an interesting Black History Month. I feel like for us, we're going to be looking at it with different eyes from previous years, because it's not just it's about the month. I feel like we have a bigger purpose behind it just from interviewing the kids that we have.
Yeah. And I feel like, be proud of your, if I can say, blackness, like, own it.
You can say it, man.
Be proud of your blackness and say it with pride. This whole thing of we've been conditioned to be rivals with one another, we can't support each other. No, I feel like we need to change the narrative and
come together.
Yeah, come together. Be that united front, like, stand as one nation, we're one people.
Mm.
Not every day, like, side-eye my sister, brother, like, support one another, like, be a blessing to someone else and that person can be a blessing to you. Like, yeah.
That's where learning starts.
Learn your blackness. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm laughing, but it's true. Like, own your blackness. Love it.
Cool. So, guys, we have mentioned a couple of products that we have on our website. So if you didn't know, our website is www.littleliteratures.com. You can also follow us at littlelits_, and that's on Twitter and on Instagram, or you can find us using the hashtag littlelitspodcast. So we've got affirmation cards that we'll be putting out, we've got greeting cards, birthday cards, we've got workbooks on that website, we've got worksheets on that website, and of course we've got our Jerome and Friends stories, which is part of a collection, and that focuses on making sure that we've got diverse children represented in mainstream media, in mainstream literature, and of course we've got some of the main characters as black young children. So support the cause at littlelits_.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Peace out and see you next week.
Signing out.
Thanks to all of you for listening to this episode, and a special thanks to all of the amazing children that were involved this week. As mentioned, Little Lits Podcast is brought to you by Little Literatures. This organisation is dedicated to promoting stories with kids, voices of kids, and learning for kids. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you on another episode.